Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'll get the frog out of my throat in a minute. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And we got our good friend Bob Nagin is here, too. Bob's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. 15 years he's been hanging out with us. He's the founder of the Mackinac Kite Company. He sold kites all year long, folks. Who does that? Well, he did. He did it well. He made it look good, too. He's the founder, along with his lovely wife, Susan, of the Whiz Bang Training Organization, which is helping small business retailers all over the world put their best foot forward in the marketplace. And they're the author of Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age. As I said earlier, he's an old school retail guy who's come into the new world, and he's helping people with the reality of the digital age out here on Main Street, where the bell rings when you open the front door. Bob, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Jim. You know it's always a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you here. Bob, you and I was telling the audience, you and I are old school retailers. We remember back when, you know, when people woke up in the morning in flyover America and they needed something, what they thought about was, okay, there's one, maybe two, maybe three places I could get that. I don't know if they'll have it in my color. I don't even know if they'll have it in stock. It may not be the size I need. They may not have enough of it. And I'm not sure it'll be at the price I can afford or want to pay. And I might have to go get the Sears catalog out, or the Montgomery Ward catalog out. That was old school retail, wasn't it? I mean, people didn't know in the morning when they thought about buying something. They didn't know if they were going to be able to get it in the next day or two exactly like they wanted. That was a nice trip down memory lane, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. That's how it was. And so you mentioned the catalog. The catalog sort of filled that need, but it certainly wasn't get it today.
No.
That's where Walmart really stepped in. You know, when Walmart opened, I remember in northern Michigan, Sheboygan, Michigan, you know, Walmart came to town, and all of a sudden people got everything they wanted, and a lot of the local merchants were grumpy. They were happy to leave the grumpy. They were happy to leave the grumpy local merchants.
Yeah.
So when everybody complains about Walmart destroying downtowns, I go, well, you know, a lot of those merchants weren't very good to start with, right? They were just resting on their laurels. And the same thing's kind of happening right now with Amazon. Everybody's complaining about Amazon, and my attitude is, yes, there are macroeconomics, but at the end of the day, you know, be quiet, get to work, get really, really good, and become the first choice.
And be more relevant than anybody else. That's what the problem is, I think, is they're still trying to be competitive, and they don't realize the competitive ship has sailed. You got to be relevant first.
That's right.
But one thing, Bob, I want to point out is I used to do something, and now I used to do this before the internet really became a big deal. When I was training, when I was talking to small business owners, I would do something that would really surprise them. I would say, you should thank Walmart for coming to town.
Yeah.
And they would say, are you out of your mind? I said, no, you should thank them, because they're going to take the people away from your building who were never going to do business with you anyway, because you need to charge more than Walmart. Those people aren't going to pay that. And you need to make sure that you get the people who are willing to pay for that. And the other part of that is, Walmart has to conquer the world to be successful. You only have to have 20, 50, 100, 200 customers.
That's right. That's right. And it also, and I 100% agree with you there, Jim, but it also, you know, really sort of culled the herd, so to speak. You know, every time a recession came, I opened my business in the recession of 81. That was really smart, of course. But, a lot of people thought they were, when times are good, lots of stores open, and a lot of the merchants think they're really, really good. But then when times get bad, they learn that they're not so good.
Right.
And a lot of people go out of business. Well, there's all that money has to find its way someplace. and it goes to the good merchants. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm just, you know, and I know that we think the same way there. You know, the competitive reality is the competitive reality. And it's not what it is, it's how you react to it that will determine whether you're successful.
Well, you,
which is why I'm so bullish on independent retail right now.
Well, I'm too. And but the thing is, you've always had to earn the business. But now,
right.
And this is what you teach people about, Bob, and I'm so happy and proud of you for doing this. But today, you just have to earn it in a different way. Back in the old days, back when I didn't have white hair.
When you was a boy.
Back when I was a pup. You still had to earn you had to earn the business, but today you still have to earn it, but you just have to, it's a different way of doing it, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a different way of doing it. It's a different set of skills. You know, you have to use technology differently. Technology is becoming more and more accessible, and you have to be open to it where it serves you. But at the end of the day, you know, in fact, I this is a line I learned from you. At the end of the day, we're all analog creatures, and we all want the exact same things that our forefathers and our ancestors going back, you know, thousands of years wanted. They want to feel good. People want to feel special.
And people
want to feel appreciated.
And remembered and recognized. And they want to feel like you're grateful for them, that you gave them your hard-earned money.
Absolutely. And I have to believe in the bazaars of ancient Mesopotamia, the exact same thing was playing itself out.
That's exactly right. There's
no
question.
It's human nature.
It's exactly right. That part has not changed.
The thing that's different now is now you have to be good on top of it. I believe that once upon a time was if you were kind, friendly, and helpful, and you had merchandise in your – if you were the local hardware store, people would come to you, and they would really like coming to you if you were friendly and helpful and all those things. But now you have to have another level of skills. You know, you have to manage your inventory in different ways. You have to at least have some sort of social media and digital presence. So at some level, independent retail is the same. You know, to your point, at some level, it's changed, but that's natural.
Hey, Bob, I got to take a quick break. When we come back, can we talk about customer expectations and how to find out what those are? Because I believe that whatever you're supposed to be doing tomorrow in retail, that information is in your customers' heads.
Right.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah,
we'll come back. Bob Nagin, ladies and gentlemen, Whiz Bang with an H, whizbangtraining.com is the website. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.